There was an article in the Washington Post just last night. Hegseth order on the first Caribbean boat strike. Officials said, kill them all. And according to the Washington Post, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth gave the spoken directive, according to two people with direct knowledge of the operation. This is talking about the very first attack in September, the very first of these attacks. And there's been 80 some odd people and 20 something attacks up to this point. But on the first one, it says that the order was given to kill everybody, one of them said. A missile screamed off the Trinidad coast, striking the vessel and igniting a blaze from bow to stern. For minutes, commanders watched the boats burning on live drone feed. As the smoke cleared, they got a jolt. Two survivors were clinging onto the smoldering wreck. The special operations commander overseeing the September 2nd attack ordered a second strike to comply with Hegseth's instructions. Two people familiar with the matter said the two men were blown apart in the water. Now, that is a very, very incendiary statement. So far, we only have the Washington Post to agree, you know, whether this happened or not. But I'll just tell you, if it happened the way they said here, you have a serious, serious situation to where the Secretary of War has violated the Geneva Conventions that we're party to, the Geneva Conventions 3 of 1949, where it specifically says that you can't do that. You can't kill prisoners of war. You can't kill people that are wounded and no longer have the ability to resist. The Geneva Conventions also very specifically say it's not just guys who are wearing uniforms, but even in these kinds of operations here where you designate somebody a terrorist, whatever, the laws of war still apply in that case. So that's what's at stake here, that you could literally be a war crime from the Secretary of Defense, according to what's reacted here. Now, My guess was that the Secretary of State, I'm sorry, Secretary of War Hegseth would deny that it happened. So say, oh, that's just fake news. It's a hoax. That's kind of what the administration does. But to my surprise, that's not what he said. In fact, if anything, he doubled down. This is from last night on his own direct ex post, this official statement from the Secretary of War himself. I'm going to read the whole thing here because it's really, really illustrative and important. As usual, the fake news is delivering more fabricated, inflammatory, and derogatory reporting to discredit our incredible war fighting to protect the homeland. So at the first paragraph, I thought, oh, okay, well, there it is. He's going to deny it. But we continue. As we've said from the beginning and in every statement, these highly effective strikes are specifically intended to be, quote, lethal kinetic strikes. The declared intent is to stop lethal drugs, destroy narco boats, and kill the narco terrorists who are poisoning the American people. Every trafficker we kill is affiliated with a designated terrorist organization. The Biden administration preferred kid gloves approach, allowing millions of people, the dangerous cartels, and unvetted Afghans. By the way, he included the Afghans because he wants to tie into the murder of one of these National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. here just a couple of days ago, who died, day before yesterday, very, very tragically, and wants to say an unvetted Afghan. Well, as it turns out, by the way, just kind of parenthetically here, it was not unvetted. As a matter of fact, it was vetted by the Trump administration and worked with the CIA and validated as being an approved person that cleared vetting. So can't blame that one on Biden in any case. Continuing, to flood our communities with drugs and violence, the Trump administration has sealed the border and gone on offense against narco-terrorists. Biden coddled terrorists. We kill them, he boasts again. And he said, our current operations in the Caribbean are lawful under both U.S. and international law, with all actions in compliance with the law of armed conflict and approved by the best military and civilian lawyers up and down the chain of command. Our warriors in Southcom put their lives on the line every day to protect our homeland from narco terrorists, and I will always have their back. Okay, so you just putting on an ex post that this is lawful under both U.S. and international law doesn't make it so. As a matter of fact, it doesn't have any impact at all. And let's take a look at it. I mentioned the Geneva Convention. This is Law 47. Gear, if you can put that one up there real quick. This is from the part of the Geneva Convention. It's called the International Humanitarian Law, which is a portion of the 1949 Geneva Conventions, which we are signatory to, which says Attacks against persons hordes to combat. They're going to explain what that in a minute is prohibited. A person hordes to combat is A, anyone who is in the power of an adverse party. B, anyone who is defenseless because of unconsciousness, shipwreck, wounds, or sickness, or anyone who clearly expresses an intent to surrender, provided he or she abstains from hostile act and does not attempt to escape. Under those conditions, you cannot kill them, period. Black and white. So I don't care what any handpicked lawyer you had claims to the contrary. It is a black and white statement. You attacked a shipwreck. There were two survivors. They very much wanted to live. And you fired another volley intentionally by name, by direct order of the Secretary of War himself to kill them. That, what does that tell you? I mean, just because you have a lawyer said, yeah, sure, it's legal, then you have to explain to us how the actual law that is very clear and concise, it's not complicated, specifically says a shipwreck even. It talks about that. And then you saw a shipwreck and you saw a survivor and you killed him. That is at face value a war crime. And at the very least, it should be investigated as such. And obviously nobody in the administration is going to be capable of doing that, because they are already have already reached a conclusion everything they do is legal and that no one can question. So no one will question it in the administration. But look, folks, this is again something we've been talking about, unfortunately, too many times on this show, because too many events like this happen, because the United States is to the point to where we can no longer credibly say we're a country governed by the rule of law. And so we get mocked to our face when we say these things about we're trying to support the international rules-based order. The order since the end of World War II, 80 years we've been doing it. You know, we try to hold other people accountable. We get mocked to our face. Nobody pays attention to us. Nobody is going to listen to us and act because we say, oh, you're violating the international rules-based order, when we ourselves blatantly do so and then brag about it, like Secretary Hegseth did in that ex post. Unfortunately, it's not just the Secretary of War. It's also his boss, who around the same time as this was happening was asked, hey, you keep going after all these boats, and at least according to the Constitution, you're supposed to have the authority of Congress by declaring war or giving written authorization. Are you going to seek that? And he said very simply,
I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay? We're going to kill them.
There's not much confusion there. No, we're going to kill them. We don't care what the law is. We don't care what our Constitution says. We don't care what the international law says. And listen, you know, by saying, oh, well, they're narco-terrorists, so that gives us the justification to kill anyone. That's just a look. No one can do what I say they can't. Okay, do you see that? I just wrote that here, right there. No one can do what I say they can't. So I wrote it down. So now if I'm in the administration, that becomes law, right? Just because I said it. So there it is. The problem solved. It doesn't work that way. I also can't write, I hereby declare that I can rob a bank and get all the money that I want and no one can do anything about it. Signed, whatever, have some title that I'm going to come up with. Even if it's President of the United States, I have declared that I don't have to pay taxes anymore because I don't want to. It doesn't matter what you write down. You can write down anything in the world. You can write down that from now on, by executive order, the sun will no longer come up in the east. We're going to make it come up in the west. Tired of this. I want to change things up. It doesn't matter. The sun will come up in the east. This will be illegal. The bank will hold you accountable if you try to do that. We can't just sign a document and sign a piece of paper and just arbitrarily claim that the law no longer is in effect, or that, yeah, this doesn't apply here. It does apply. Now, it also matters what you can do and what you can't do. And what we can do is violate the law at will, because who's going to stop us? Right now, the situation, this is what exists. We just got to be honest about it, is that the President of the United States, who is leading this with that declaration I just showed you that he made from his own lips, that we're just going to kill them. So, of course, the Secretary of Defense is not going to say, I'm sorry, Mr. President, we can't do that, because that would be violating the laws of international warfare. It would be violating the Geneva Conventions, and it would be violating American law. Because, as you may know, that there is no law on any book in any state in this country, federal or state or local, that says someone who is trafficking in drugs can be executed at the suspicion of drawing drugs. If you think somebody's drawing and you have intelligence, perfect intelligence, that these are drug runners, there still is no justification whatsoever on any law in American jurisprudence that allows you to summarily execute these people and just say, oh, well, we just had the narco-terrorist. We have now declared that they're a terrorist, so now we can kill them at will. No, you can't. You can't rationally, logically, legally do it. Now, you can say, I have the power. Who's going to stop me? It's not going to be the president. It's not going to be the Secretary of War. It's not going to be the FBI director. It's not going to be the attorney general, because they're as loyalist as you get. It's not going to be the CIA director. None of them. Nobody who has any potential authority is going to do a thing. And then now what? Politically? I mean, the Republican Party is clearly not going to do anything, whether in the House or the Senate. And if anybody in the Democrat House or the Senate wants to, they don't have any numbers. They don't have any power, so they can't. I mean, they can at least posture and at least say, we're going to do what we can within our power. They could do something like that. So far, they haven't. But no one else can. Whoever may be listening to this video and say, yeah, it's right there. It's black and white. This is not governed by the rule of law. This is governed by the rule of power. Those who have the power make the rules. It's trite, but it is on full display right before your eyes right here. This is not the country that I served for 20-something years in the armed services. This is not the kind of government that I signed up to put my life literally on the line for through my four combat deployments. And I find it repugnant what we have become. And again, it bears mention, this is not just the Trump administration. This is not just some screed against them. This is the American government. This has been going on for a long time. I mean, we can at least run back to George Bush, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Trump in the first term, Trump in the second term. All of them have been doing this to one level. No, nobody's taking it as far as he can. See, and that's the problem. You start off down here, and then you get bold because nobody calls you out on it. Nobody holds you accountable. So then you go just a little bit further, and then a little bit further, and still no reaction. And now then you got Trump just like, I don't care what any of y'all say. I'll just write it on a piece of paper here. I said it's cool, so it's good. No more question. This is the law. This is now the law. Because I said it, President Trump, Secretary of War, that trumps any law that may exist before. And he can. He did. And so far, at least as of today, that was in yesterday's Washington Post. I haven't seen anything this morning. I didn't see any headlines that said anybody's going to hold them accountable and we're going to stop doing this. So it'll continue going on. But listen to me carefully, folks. There is a consequence to this, whether you want there to be one or not. There will eventually be consequences to this, because you can't just continue to violate the law and then think you're going to stop there. I've just shown you. It continues, has already continued to escalate. Now it's escalating faster. We're shorn of any kind of authority that no one's going to hold you accountable. Where's the upper limit? They'll continue to take more actions and impugn other people. We saw President Trump just, I guess, a day or so ago send out a Truth Social. Says he's now considering, not considering, he said he's going to take away citizenship of people who are not, as he defines it, sufficiently pro-American. Who even knows what that means? Apparently only Donald Trump. But he has now set in place this situation to where he is now going to decide who even gets to keep their citizenship. There's no law for that. There's no justice for that. And it's just the whims of one man. But who's stopping him? You see what I'm saying here? This is going to continue on, folks. This is a dangerous development. And if we're going to be a country governed by the rule of law, even ostensibly, some changes are going to have to be made, or one day we're all going to be silenced. The minute that you run afoul of the administration in something, you'll be on the hit list there. And it won't matter what the law is. It won't matter if they have any legal justification or if you violated any law. It won't make any difference. That's just how it's going to work. That's how it has worked up to this point. And we are fooling ourselves if we think that this is the end. Well, it won't go any further than this. It never stops, folks, until something stops it.